Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 22, Manipulative and Deceptive Devices.
While the fiduciary duty of a registered representative requires recommendations be suitable and coincide with the client's investment objective and risk tolerance, FINRA has also comprised the following list of restricted activities known as manipulative and deceptive devices. Some of these are common sense, but the format of the question on the exam will be situational and will have you second-guessing yourself. When in doubt, market illegal. They are more likely to test on what will get you into trouble rather than what is acceptable. Excessive trading activity. It would be unethical to make recommendations that are excessive in size or frequency or that are inconsistent with the customer's financial ability to pay. Excessive trading with no purpose other than to generate a commission is called churning. What would constitute excessive is situation specific and depends on the client's risk tolerance, investment objective, time horizon, etc. Fraudulent activity. Fraud is the intentional omission or misrepresentation of material fact with the intent to deceive. Fraud is bad. Short-term trading of mutual funds. Mutual funds, especially load funds, should be considered long-term investments. Frequent or short-term trading of mutual fund shares is an unethical trading practice. Unauthorized transactions. It is unlawful for a registered representative to process a transaction in a client's account without the client's authorization. It is also unlawful, in the absence of third-party trading authorization, to accept trading instructions from anybody other than the account holder. Fictitious accounts. Establishing fictitious accounts to execute transactions that would otherwise be prohibited is unlawful. It is also unlawful to maintain fictitious information in client accounts. For example, if a client relocates to a state where their present registered representative is not registered, it would be unacceptable for the registered representative to maintain the client's former address on the account. Misuse of customers' funds or securities. Client funds and securities are required to be segregated from those of the broker-dealer or investment company and placed in a separate account for the benefit of the client. Client assets must be held by an independent custodian, and a statement disclosing the location and current value must be sent at least quarterly to the account holder. Recommending speculative securities. Recommending speculative securities is only appropriate in rare circumstances. It may be appropriate to a client with a high net worth, high risk tolerance, and strong understanding of investments who specifically stated aggressive growth or speculation as their investment objective. Withholding orders. No registered representative shall withhold placing a customer's order for any security so as to profit himself as a result of such withholding. It is possible for one large order to move the market or affect the price per share of a security. For example, if a registered representative receives trade instructions from a client to purchase a significant number of shares, and the registered representative withholds the order long enough to buy shares of the same security for his own account prior to placing the client's order, he is front-running. In this example, the registered representative is hoping to benefit almost immediately from the increase in price per share of his newly acquired security once the large client order is filled. Front-running is an unethical trading practice. Shadowing. Shadowing occurs when a registered representative speculates that his client is in the know and buys or sells the same security that the client recently bought or sold. Shadowing is similar to insider trading, but one can be guilty of shadowing even when not in possession of material inside information. Selling dividends. Selling dividends can be defined as using the fact that a security will be paying a dividend in the near future to induce a client to buy the security. A registered representative might be inclined to use the forthcoming dividend to entice an investor to place a trade, thus generating a commission. As discussed earlier in the text, on the X date, the price per share of the security will be reduced by the amount of the dividend. The net result to the client is a wash, but the client now has a tax liability on the dividend received. Refund of sales charges. It is not acceptable to refund sales charges to a client, even as a customer service gesture. Generally, such an offer would appear to be a concession made simply to avoid a client complaint. However, if any security issued by an open-end management company is tendered for redemption within 7 business days after the purchase, the underwriter, broker-dealer, and agent shall all refund their respective share of the sales charge to the issuer. Selling away. Private securities transactions are only acceptable with written permission from the broker-dealer. A private securities transaction occurs when a registered representative facilitates the investment of client funds and the transaction is not recorded on the regular books and records of the broker-dealer whom the registered representative represents. Backing away. A market maker who posts a bid and ask price is obligated to honor that price for a minimum of 100 shares. To post a price and refuse to fill an order at that price is called backing away and is not acceptable. Insider trading. It is illegal to use or pass on to others material, non-public information, or enter into transactions while in possession of such information. If a registered representative comes into possession of inside information, he or she should immediately inform their supervisor. Rule 2790. Rule 2790 prohibits member firms from selling a new common stock issue, or IPO, to any account which a registered representative or immediate family member of a registered representative has a beneficial interest. For purposes of this rule, immediate family member is defined to include spouse, parents, children, siblings, and in-laws. Prohibition against guarantees. Guarantees are not acceptable, period. A registered representative may not guarantee a profit, may not guarantee a specific result, and may not guarantee against loss. Anti-intimidation and coordination. A FINRA member firm may not coordinate its prices, including quotations, trades, or trade reports, with any other member. Direct or request another member to alter a price, including a quotation, or engage directly or indirectly in any conduct that threatens, harasses, coerces, intimidates, or otherwise attempts improperly to influence another member. This includes any attempt to influence another member to adjust or maintain a price or quotation and refusals to trade or other conduct that retaliates against or discourages the competitive activities of another market maker or market participant. Suitability. You must have reasonable grounds for believing each recommendation to a customer is suitable on the basis of the customer's other security holdings and financial situation, among other factors. Cheating on exams. This rule prohibits an applicant from receiving assistance while taking a qualification exam. In instances where cheating or possession of unauthorized materials is demonstrated, the registered person or applicant found guilty of such behavior is normally barred from the securities industry. Failure to cooperate. If FINRA staff asks you to provide information or testify in person, you must cooperate. Failure to cooperate or respond in a full, complete, and honest manner to any such request will normally result in a fine and a suspension or bar from the industry. In addition, under FINRA regulations, you must keep FINRA informed of your home address so that you may be reached in the event of a staff investigation. Failure to do so may deny you the ability to provide input to the staff and have an impact on your registration status with FINRA.